afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. My name is Pat Francis, and we are here today. We're going to record an episode. That's what we're going to do. I've got my new producer here. Say hello to Kyle Dodson.
Hey everybody.
Okay, very exuberant. He's full of spunk today. Kyle, you have a quick announcement to tell the listeners, something you've been putting together behind the scenes.
Yeah, I went back and did a bunch of the episodes and put them on Spotify, like all the songs,
not the stupid talking,
right?
Just the music,
just the songs. So if you're too cheap to buy them, or if they're not on iTunes or whatever, you can listen to them. A lot of them have like songs that they didn't play, also, so it's kind of a bonus.
You mean like songs that we would say, "Oh, my apologies to
exactly
the Beach Boys because we didn't play Kokomo."
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, a lot of stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. Check that out. Follow us on Spotify at Rock Solid Show.
That's a new Twitter handle?
No, it's the Spotify handle.
I don't know what you kids are doing. I don't know what you kids are up to. And also, don't forget to go to the rocksolidpodcast.activeboard.com. It's a message board extension if you want to get over there, and you guys can fight and call each other fuckheads and argue about music, and that's lots of fun. All right, that's our show. No, we got this is fun today because a friend of mine is here sitting in as a guest co-host, not one of the rotating four. She is a guest co-host. I just told her that if she was an LA resident, she would probably be taking Murray's place. So, but everyone, welcome Miss Emily Volman.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I kind of feel like Matt Belknap left before I got here. I was pretty sure that you told him that I was coming. He was like, "Oh my God, I got to get out."
Because Emily, your relationship with Matt Belknap is?
It goes way back. I was suite mates freshman year of college with his wife.
With his wife, Elise.
So I've known him since, well, I feel like, teens.
Were you the sweet mate that would tell Elise, "You got to break up with this guy"?
You know what's funny? We were on a game show together. Another girl and Elise and myself, we were on an MTV game show and we won this trip to Vermont to go skiing,
oh
right?
Oh my God.
And
what was the game show?
Remember that? It's so embarrassing.
Remote control?
No, I wish. Now that I kicked ass on. No, it was this show called Lip Sync. Lip Synced? I don't even remember.
I kind of remember. Who hosted that? Ken Ober?
No.
No, that was remote control.
Yeah. No, it was the comedian. Oh, shit. That's why Matt needed to be here, because I don't remember.
Because he would remember?
Things. Yeah, he would remember, because this is kind of where he met Elise. I couldn't go on the trip. We won this trip.
Okay. So did he go on
took my place.
He went on the trip.
So it was Matt, Elise, and our other friend. I didn't even go. So without me, they wouldn't even be together. Thank you.
Do you think that's... did they do it on the trip?
They totally did it. I don't know that. I'm making that up.
Oh, Matt wishes he was here today.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's sorry. Now I'm going to tell things.
And also, Emily, your husband has a relationship with the Never Not Funny show, because he was a guest on that show.
He was. I'm not sure how well that particular episode went over, but...
I think it went over very well, but I think he had kind of like a gravelly voice that day.
No, you know what? I don't know what it is, but he's got like a wavery voice, and I don't know if it's like nerve damage from all the drugs he did. I'm not sure what's going on, but he has a wavy voice.
And so yet he's still able to sing.
Yeah, the singing's, I mean, that's not where it comes out. It's like just talking.
Do you think he doesn't want to talk to you around the house?
Oh, he talks way too much around the house. I wish it was more of a problem.
Emily's husband is Mark Volman from the Turtles and from Flo and Eddie.
Right,
Marcus Flow.
Big song was Happy Together.
Happy Together.
To tell young people that.
I know. Probably
it's on the new Dead Rising 3 commercial.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah, it is. You're right. That's very cool. And yeah. I remember hearing it probably when it was in the Naked Gun movie.
I remember the first time hearing it in the Golden Grahams commercial, like in the 80s. But it was about Golden Grahams. It wasn't Happy Together.
And did they write? Did they write that song?
They did not write that song.
But do they get some performance fee whenever it's used?
They own the masters. Oh, so okay. Well, that's good. All the licensing for it, yeah, along with the writers.
Well, I would play it now, but then I'd have to give you five. I'd have to give you $5.
And since you're not paying me shit for this.
And Emily, you also host a podcast, which I was on.
Yeah,
it's very incestuous. Right. This podcasting.
I have a Laughing With You podcast where people call in and sort of grouse about their problems. So what? And I fix them every time.
You do.
I change their worlds.
And we did that via Skype.
We do. I know, because I live in Nashville. I'm just visiting LA, and so it's there are very few people live in Nashville, so I have to just do it via technology.
So look, Emily lives in Nashville. Her husband is a famous rock star, so she knows music.
Yes, I was actually a little concerned coming here because in listening to previous episodes, I thought these people are nerding out on the music shit.
And we are nerding out,
and I am maybe not going to rise up.
Whenever
the expectation.
Oh no, you'll be fine because you picked the topic today.
I did pick the topic.
Yeah.
I'm also a writer, and so I've been writing this young adult novel, and it's like high school was a huge time, right, in everyone's life. In fact, I have a theory that really whatever music you listen to in high school is your favorite. It will always be the best
that's
music.
With me, it probably is true.
Yeah, it's definitely true for everybody. Yeah. Like if you think about like your parents going, "Oh, that music is crap." It's not. It's just whatever you had your rite of passage years to.
Right.
And that could be the Beatles, even if you were in the 80s, because that whatever your music was during your rite of passage years, that's your favorite music.
What if you hated high school? Then do you think it's different?
No, because you listened to the music that got you through those years.
Those times.
Yeah. So even if it was like hardcore, horrible times, you had hateful music and you love that shit.
What is on your t-shirt?
This is I'm representing Nashville, even though it's via Detroit. This is the Third Man Records label.
Oh, nice. Well,
White.
Everyone will see that because we're going to take a picture at the end of the show.
Okay.
So go ahead. I'm going to let you introduce the topic.
Anyway, so because I've been writing this young adult novel and I've been reading a lot of young adult novels, high school is just super on my mind. And I thought, what about all the songs about school? So school was my topic, school songs, which could be college or whatever, but there are very few of those.
So do your songs actually have school in the title?
It's a mix of like some are abstractly, related to school and then some are just outright. Here's a song about school.
I have 10 songs that have the word university in it. So let's.
I want to hear those.
I don't have any that have university.
I was going to say, there's two songs out there that have to do with college.
That's true.
In the world.
Let's get into it. I'm going to let you start it
up. So my first one, and I feel like April Richardson should be here right now because this is a Billy Bragg song. And she is the foremost, I don't know, all things Billy Bragg person.
Yeah.
But it's Saturday Boy, which is like, it was a big song for me in high school.
Okay.
But it's also just, we'll listen to like the first few moments.
And this is called Saturday Boy.
It's called The Saturday Boy.
The Saturday Boy. Well, no one goes to school on Saturday, so I'm confused as to how this fits into school.
Damn it. This is the kind of nerding out shit you're talking. You're going to freak me out about. I don't know why.
This just reminds you of school.
Well, right now you stressing me out, giving me anxiety, asking me questions I don't know the answer.
By the way, you have a term paper due tomorrow.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Kylie.
I'll never forget the first day I met her. That September morning was clear and fresh. The way she spoke and laughed at my jokes, and the way she rubbed herself against the edge of my desk. She became a magic mystery to me, and we'd sit together in double history twice a week. And some days we'd walk the same way home, and it's surprising how quick a little rain can clear the streets. We dreamed of her and compared our dreams.
Whenever you're done with this.
All that I ever tried.
When you think we've heard enough, you can just point at Kyle and he'll fade it down.
Point at you, Kyle.
Now, Billy Bragg's from Akron, Ohio, correct?
Yes, clearly. That accent.
Does he?
Midwestern.
Now, I'm not that familiar with Billy Bragg. I know the name, but I don't know the music. Does he always sing in that heavy of
Hackney?
Hackney of a Cockney accent.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. Yes. In fact, in college, I made my mom go see him at the House of Blues with me. Oh, that was a nightmare of a show. But yes, he actually genuinely sounds like that.
Was your mom single at the time?
She's been single for a really long time.
So was she, was she trying to pick up guys at
the concert? I wish. She needs that really bad. No. No, she just sat there. I think she might have been grading paper. She's a teacher. So she might have been just like, just let me know when it's over. Yeah.
Well, I'm this is sure. great because that's another reason that this makes you think of school, because you took your mom, who's a teacher, to see the show.
Exactly.
Perfect. Now, my first song is just, it couldn't be more right on the nose with a school song.
Okay.
This is this was a runaway song, but Joan Jett re-recorded it in 2010 for her greatest hits. Let's take it from about 12 seconds. This is just called School Days. Get to the chorus. That's about school.
Yeah. Did she? I couldn't tell. I feel like we could do the Misheard Lyrics show all over again just while we're listening to them right now. Did she like school? She's saying she.
I
got to
be honest with you. I wasn't paying attention.
Awesome. It just had school in the name. Yeah.
Look, you're talking to the guy who called April Richardson Rachel three times on the first podcast I recorded with her.
That's awesome.
It's ridiculous. So embarrassing.
It sounded like she was reminiscing. Let's put it that way.
Okay. You mean Joan Jett?
Yeah. We'll just assume that.
All right. Let's see. What do you got next?
Okay.
I'm excited.
So I also kind of tried to anticipate your style of music.
Mike Siegel does that. He's like, I'm afraid I'm going to bring songs that you already have. Don't worry about it.
No, but at the same time, I know your style, and I'm guaranteeing that I didn't double up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to put that out there, that I'm like going to guarantee it.
Kyle's looking.
Did I double?
I think you double up on one.
Oh.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Okay, it will be. Anyway, the next one, maybe this is the double one. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it's the Beastie Boys. And this is our flagship school song,
Matt Belknap would go crazy right now.
Thank you. There are at least, I asked Matt, to be fair, I asked him to come back just to be my friend on this show, and he was
You said was, you go, I really don't want to be in a room with Kyle.
I was worried about Kyle.
So if you could come back,
his crazy
and
beard.
Help me out.
Yeah.
I would appreciate that.
No, but there are at least like three or four songs that directly relate to him. So I was annoyed that he actually has children and has to spend the day with him. Whatever. Anyway, Fight for Your Right. It's like, come on. Is there just, you can start it.
Play it.
Classes and no homework. But your teacher brings his class like he's some kind of jerk. You gotta fight for your right to worry.
Everybody likes that song,
right? I mean, that sums it up. I don't care how old you are, too. I feel like that could be used in any generation.
That was what, 1986?
It was off of License to Ill, obviously, but 1986.
Yeah, I was in my senior year at college in 86, and there was a group of guys that just Friday after last class, they go in their room, they blast that song, they jump all over their room
beds,
like it's an episode of the Monkees TV show. And then they just drink until Monday.
I love that you referenced the Monkees.
Yeah, that's what they would do.
During the 86.
I know. Well, that's what they were doing.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Go ahead. Well, we're flying through these, by the way.
We're not at all.
We're not? We're perfectly. Oh, okay.
We're good. We've each played one, and
that's
the show's been doing
I'm
it for
so
14 minutes.
Well, she played two.
I wasn't listening to her first one.
No.
Because the
he'll blink out of the next the five, too.
The Hackney accent was just
the Hackney. Why did I say that? It's so weird.
Well, look, I remember when I was in school and my buddy Julio and I.
Okay, that's the one.
We would go.
Yeah. We doubled that.
It's the greatest song ever.
It is the greatest. And the greatest whistling part in the history of music.
And you know what? I might have played this song on the show. This might be the fifth time I've played it. But let's hear awesome. A little of Paul Simon, Me and Julio, Down by the Schoolyard.
Julio mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. And Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Now, they're selling drugs, right? That's what they're doing now?
Okay, so I actually researched this
song.
Oh,
you did?
I did. Because I don't know what's happening in it, and I just do the whistle a lot.
I can't whistle, so I can't do the whistle. I cannot.
It's my favorite song to whistle.
You want to whistle it?
Could I? Let me see.
I don't think you can whistle into these mics.
Oh, you can't?
Oh, why not?
Oh, it's whistling.
No, okay. Oh, she does it to the side.
I can do the side.
All right.
Anyway.
Good.
So they are committing a crime, but Paul Simon ended up saying in various interviews mm-hmm. that they would leave it up to the imagination of the listener as to what the crime
thank you, Paul.
Was. So, anyway, there's that. But also the other little Brazilian tidbit.
What if they were murdering school children?
that's awesome. That's your imagination, Pat.
Yeah, well,
so
that's
what shows
going on.
You what's going
Me
on.
Me and Dexter down by the schoolyard. Dexter doesn't kill children though, right?
If they if they're
no,
criminals.
So.
He was gonna kill that one there. Oh, I should probably.
It's off the air.
I know, but maybe someone hasn't seen the last season.
They're going
to
be.
They don't need to see.
They don't need to see the last season.
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't very good. but there's a drum. Okay, so the drum, the famous drum, that's like never used. I don't even know how to say it, and I'm looking at you, and I know you don't know how to say it. So I don't.
The famous drum.
It's a Brazilian drum that they use. Like he, you know,
a timpani.
It's a
steel.
Who speaks Spanish here?
Julio. No. Julio does, but he's down at the schoolyard.
Well, that's, I'm the me part, so I'm going to say it wrong. The cuica?
Cuica?
Maybe. Anyway, I just wanted to show you that I could nerd out with the best of you.
That's cool.
Fuck you guys. Go ahead.
Well, it's your turn, actually.
Okay, good.
You just felt like it was, you felt like it was my turn because we doubled up on it.
Right, that's true. That felt like my turn. Okay. This is, I'm just going to let you play it first and then I'll explain what's happening.
Oh, okay. Here we go. This is interesting.
Belligerent bulls run Manchester schools, spineless swine, cemented minds.
Is that the Smiths?
I'll tell you in a moment.
Sorry.
Same old joke since 1962. It does a military to step down the length of my neck. I wanna go home, I don't wanna stay. Life was a bad mistake. Midweek on the plane.
Yes, so I'm glad that you recognized it was a
Smith
song, but it was actually Radiohead covering.
Oh, really? Well, he's doing quite a Morrissey take on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And where's that song? Where's that from? Is that on a Radiohead album?
They actually, in 2007, they did a webcast, so it's like from there. In fact, on this version, he kind of like introduces it live.
So wait a minute, this is like an exclusive. People aren't going to be, they're going to be able to get this on our Spotify.
It's so exclusive, you can find it anywhere on the internet.
But you made an MP3 out of it and brought it here.
I don't know if I don't even, why do I have that? I don't even know why.
Yeah, I don't know
it.
How you
I
get
had
this.
It, but
you're doing something illegal in Nashville.
I do a lot of illegal things in Nashville. Me and Julio, man.
And tell me what's now, how does that relate to school?
Oh, so it's called The Headmaster Ritual.
There you go.
So if you would listen to the words, which I know you're not doing clearly, it talks about school.
You know, so, normally I'm really into lyrics, and for some reason the songs you play today have me, I'm listening to the music more for some reason.
Well, that's good. That's
I'm going to go back to listening to words.
Okay. Well, listen, you don't have to listen. Listen, don't listen.
We're not even recording this.
It's probably wise.
You know what? I feel like I have to dedicate this next song to you.
That's good.
This is from Spinal Tap's album Break Like the Wind. And this is a little song that we call Bitch School.
You're a beauty. You're the best of your breed. You're a handful. And I know what you need. You need training. I'm gonna bring you to heal. I'm gonna break you with my will of steel. Discipline's my middle name.
No, it's so funny because you laugh at that because they're it's a parody of that type of music. But
yeah.
That is like no different from Warrant Cherry Pie.
No, it's perfect. Yeah, that's a perfect song.
It's perfect.
That is a perfect song. And
I'm
going to
break you with my will of steel.
Yeah.
No one comes back. Same from bitch school. It's crazy.
I actually want that to be a school. Oh, I'm so bummed. That's not a real school.
I know.
It sounds like a VH1 show.
It does sound like a VH1 show.
Oh, my God. It should totally be.
Who would host that? Lonnie Love? Kathy Griffin? Who would host this?
any of those.
Any, rotating, you know?
Oh, maybe Sharon Osbourne might even.
Oh, my God. That would be such a good show.
Brett Michaels' Bitch School.
Brett Michaels' Bitch School.
And it's in a rolling bus of some sort. He's always putting his shit in a bus.
You got to get your husband's got to host this Bitch School.
No, he would not be very
Mark
good.
Mark Volman's bitch Flo's school. Bitch School.
I don't think he could. He would not have the patience to train. He has no will of steel. You can bend him like that. He's going down.
You are up.
Let's see. Okay, so this next one, I feel like I'm wearing the t-shirt. I didn't realize this, but I'm wearing some White Stripes song. And now I feel like an Uber fanboy or something. Wearing the shirt, and now I want to play the song. But this is a great, cute song. I'll just let you play.
Okay.
We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
So unlike, I think, all the other, like, there are very few songs about elementary school, I feel like. Like, most of them are, you know, high school or junior high or something, but this is about elementary school.
Except for me and Julio, because that's where all the kids got shot up.
But were Julio and you
in
high school trying to kill the elementary schools? I don't know.
I did not know that was a White Stripes song.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is.
I had no idea. I've heard that many times and enjoyed it.
You know what? It was in Napoleon Dynamite. It like had a whole montage using that. And then they used it on PBS show. There's some PBS show. And I wrote this. Oh, Curious George. It was on the soundtrack but it was like a collection of songs for Curious George. So it's very like childlike, I guess.
I'm glad you brought up Napoleon Dynamite because I have to remember to vote for Pedro.
Still.
Yeah.
He's still running.
You're not voting for Julio?
No. Pedro. I go Pedro.
At least he's in the same race.
Yeah. At least we know that one of their people will be elected.
Exactly. Important.
My next song is, it's about Bard College.
Oh.
And Donald Fagen from Steely Dan.
Yes.
I guess I don't know if he liked college.
This is the kind of shit I was anticipating for you.
Yeah.
Right here.
But apparently he did finally go back to his old school because they gave him an honorary doctorate a few years later. My wife also went to Bard College.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So let's take it from about 6 seconds.
I remember the 35 sweet goodbyes when you put me on the Wolverine.
coming.
And I'm never going back to my old school.
I think that was one of my longer clips today.
And luckily, that's the one Steely Dan
dance song
I
that
can
you like.
Take. Well, not like, but I can sit through it.
You like reeling in the ears?
No. Here's why. I used to work back in the music industry days. I worked with his. Let's see.
With whose? Fuck.
What's his? Who? Gary Katz. Sorry, he was the producer.
Yes.
Let's see. I have a bad memory. Yeah. Gary Katz's son worked with me, mm-hmm. and he played Steely Dan all the time, like every day, all day long.
That's weird. You think he'd
weird,
be sick
right?
and tired of it,
right? Isn't that just? It's just weird.
Yeah.
That he would. Yeah.
That'd be like if you played Turtles music all the time.
All the time. So weird. It's weird. It's
that just, is strange.
He was a weird guy. I'm not gonna lie.
He knows where he knows.
He's listening to this show.
He's he knows where his inheritance is coming from.
Well, yeah. I guess Gary did pretty well. I mean, he did well on there, but like. I'm saying too much. I'm going to let that go. okay, so this is when Matt Belknap should have really been here.
All right.
Because here is the ultimate Matt Belknap tie. So this next song...
This show should have been called Belknap instead of school.
I know. It's Belknap in school. This is great that he's not here, though. Now we can talk about him. He can't defend himself
right.
at all. So anyway, the third girl that was on this mm-hmm. game show with us, it was... Matt's wife, Elise, and myself, and then this girl named Amy,
okay.
who's like my best friend still. This next song, she was in the video. She was the lead.
Is she a video vixen?
Well, you could argue that, although this was the only video she was ever
in. Is this Van Halen's Hot for Teacher?
She wishes.
How did I not play that today? That's perfect.
I
didn't type in teacher. That would have been... Perfect
oh
word
gosh.
To type in.
I anticipated that from you. I could
nope.
sit here and go through all the songs I thought you'd
yeah,
play.
Teacher by Rockpile. I could have played that.
I thought you'd... Oh, I'm not going to say what
play
I
any
think
teacher
you played,
song. Okay.
We're not done yet. But yeah, so this is... just play it and then I'll explain more.
Annie was a high school cheerleader. Pom-poms and Bobby socks, and no girl was sweeter. Come prom time, everybody was on the line. All the fellas singing nickel and dime. Tales about love and lust and trust. But Annie took it all in stride, cause deep inside, Annie had aspirations. Besides that, she had expectations. Wanted to be a chemical engineer, making 50 to 55,000 a year. Her first year of college was a success. But along comes Billy, possessed and obsessed. He took Annie on a fatal date and showed her. Think that
yeah, I'm hearing the Lou Reed under there.
Right? Okay. Yeah, so we've got Lou Reed.
Yeah.
That's a little homage to
LL
him.
Cool J.
Well, except it's Marky Mark.
That's Marky Mark?
Yeah, you didn't know that
I
song?
I thought that was LL Cool J.
Oh, no, it's Marky Mark.
I host a music podcast.
I know. Wow, what planet are you
I literally
on?
Did not.
Did you black out those years?
I did not know that that was Marky Mark.
Oh, that's like his only, what did he have, like three songs and that was one of them.
Is that with Funky Bunch?
Yeah.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite era of him.
Yeah.
I hear he's going to start acting. Is that true?
I've heard that he's had a couple successes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
especially
stick this out.
If he's playing a buddy cop.
I was at Blockbuster last week. I didn't see any of his movies.
You didn't see any movies at all.
I didn't. let me ask you something.
Go.
Now, the girl that you know that was in this video.
She was Annie, the high school cheerleader.
Did they have her all like sexed up?
Well, first she was a high school cheerleader. Uh-huh. You see her jumping mm-hmm. in slow-mo
right.
of her, you know, Annie was a high school cheerleader. She's in the cheerleader thing.
Yep.
And then next you see her sort of slutted up in a skirt, like
okay.
a mini skirt.
Love
and then
this
next
video
you see,
so far.
You see her real close up with like smoke. It's a crack pipe.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like she's smoking crack.
Her life went down the
yeah,
that's tubes.
That's this Annie. Yeah.
And then does it end with just a gravestone that says Annie on it?
Yeah, probably. I don't remember the ending.
You know what? When this episode goes up, I'm going to find that video. We're going to post that on
it's
the Facebook
amazing.
Page.
Her name is Amy Hannon. Well,
did you stay in touch with
she's
her?
Amy yeah, she's my best friend.
Did Marky Mark hit on her?
No, but Donnie Wahlberg did. Like, he was there that day. He hit
that's
on her.
Like that.
I know. I know. It's not good enough, is it?
No, it isn't.
It's the second string. It's the second string hitting,
it
but
is,
don't
it's
tell
the
her
second
that.
String Wahlberg.
He's the second string of his own band.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Did he was the bad boy in that band.
what's weird about the Wahlbergs in general
yeah.
is that so later in life we my husband and I met his manager
mm-hmm.
well
Donnie
manager,
or Marky
Mark
Mark
he
I'm
does
sorry,
not like
Mark.
To be called Marky anymore I know this for a fact, personally.
Did you tell his mother, said, hey?
Yeah, tell my mother. Yeah, I wish I could do his. I can't imitate him. But then we went to, they have a restaurant out in Massachusetts, or and we went there, mm-hmm. and the friend, like, and the other Wahlberg came out.
Okay.
So I actually, like, have met or been around three of the Wahlbergs.
That's crazy.
That's all I'm saying.
Who's the third one? What's his name?
He's the chef guy. I don't know. What do you mean?
Well,
I don't,
he has a name, right?
Yeah.
You don't call him
sure, he's
Chef Wahlberg.
He probably has a name.
Wahlberg Puck. Very nice.
He has a name. I just don't care about it.
All right. I'm up.
It's you. Silence.
This is a band I love. They're kind of like Weezer, but they're funnier. They're called Nerf Herder.
Wow.
And
I don't
know from this. This is from an album called My EP. It was an EP. And there could be some swearing in this, some bad language,
yes.
And some
finally
dirty
the explicit
stuff.
Part's going to come.
And this is called High School.
Don't let them see you crying, no matter how it hurts. And nobody ever got laid because they were wearing a Rush T-shirt. I wish I knew in high school.
There's a lot of lyrics in there about the bad stuff that happened to this kid in high school.
Yeah, the Rush T-shirt. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think he gets wedgies and gets punched.
I'm pretty
in the
sure
face.
I slept with guys who had Rush T-shirts, though.
You probably did.
But that I'm an easy target, I suppose. Anyway,
they actually have a song called "Easy Mark." I've heard it does. It's the lyrics of Journey's "Don't Stop Believin'."
Yes,
it's the actual. It's those. Lyrics, and it's just put to a different music,
and then it
has a different chorus.
I like them. What are they making music now, or are they just?
I think they had the last album came out about 4 years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, Nerf Herder.
Okay,
from Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
What is a Nerf Herder in Star Wars?
It's just some animal that they use it as an insult.
Right.
They're like scruffy looking Nerf Herder.
That's what they call them. Who says that? Harrison Ford?
I think so.
How would he say it now in his old man voice? A scruffy looking Ender. Okay.
I felt like you just walked in the room.
That's weird. It's a terrible impression.
No, it's good.
Your turn. I'm going to skip my next one.
Yeah, I'm skipping mine because you already took it.
Okay.
But I'm going to play this one. Yeah, just play this and we'll all reminisce.
Somebody scream. Queen's got a gun. Everybody run. The homecoming queen has got a gun.
I don't know if you need to go on. I think you got the gist of that one.
Is that the comedian Julie Brown?
Yeah, it's Julie Brown.
It's not Downtown Julie Brown.
It's not
Wubba Wubba Wubba.
Nope.
She was hot. I remember Downtown Julie Brown. Her waist was so tiny.
She was. Tiny. Is that what's hot to you?
I don't know.
Okay, because it seemed
no, but she, was it was just her waist go-to. Was so tidy. Tidy.
Ooh,
tidy waist. She keeps it nice and clean around that waist. Nice and tidy. Her waist was so tiny. I just remember that. But this was the comedian,
this
Julie
is
Brown.
Red hair, white girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. This actually wasn't even on an album. This was a B-side.
Weird.
To another, but the only reason it became so popular is the Dr. Demento show.
Okay.
Like he picked it up and then they made a video about it. But obviously this was like before school shootings.
Right.
So
which
like,
we've talked about and joked about a lot today.
Yeah. She doesn't even play it. She doesn't play it anymore because it's like too sensitive.
Well, I guess I understand that.
She only had one other song though.
She's still around.
She is alive.
I like you say she doesn't play it anymore. Like we're like it's Born to Run. Yeah, she doesn't play. Bruce won't play Born to Run
anymore.
Wait.
You haven't stood outside the backstage waiting for her autograph?
For Julie Brown
I am
autograph?
Shocked.
Nope. I'm at
so
the other
shocked.
Backstage looking for that girl with the tidy waist.
Tidy girl. Tidy Julia.
Let me tell you something. I was in high school. I was a homecoming king.
No, you were not.
My senior year.
I don't believe you.
Yes, I was.
Where is your yearbook? We should have brought yearbooks.
Well, we can post some pictures on the Facebook page.
I see it.
Oh, my
senior
picture is the worst. 11th grade, I like.
Did
senior,
you?
Awful. jacket over my shoulder.
Oh,
terrible.
No.
It looks like I'm half asleep to my eyes are like.
You're stoned?
No, I'm not stoned.
Okay. But did you take a different Homecoming King picture in the yearbook?
There's pictures like from candid. Homecoming. Yeah, like out on the field.
Right.
The person getting the.
The float.
Look, I call myself. I escorted the Homecoming Queen.
Oh, wait a minute.
So therefore, I call myself the King.
You're so full of it, then.
Well, what
so had we not delved in this, everyone would have just believed that you were the Homecoming King for
I
a really long time.
I call myself the King.
Oh, well, that's your memoir title.
Yes. You know, the next song I was going to play, but I'm not going to play it because I got to be honest with you. I kind of think this band stinks a little bit.
Ooh.
And the
let's not apologize then.
It's the Beach Boys.
No, you don't think they stink.
Well, you know what?
And I knew you were going to play this song too. That's why I didn't.
Be True to Your School.
Yes, I knew.
But like songs like this and anything that has the word surf in, yeah. Those songs stink. They have good songs, but those songs stink. Play like 2 seconds of it.
Okay.
And you'll see how it stinks. No,
that sounds like that. Nothing like the Beach Boys with John Stamos.
No, Beach Boys. Be True to Your School. What's going on?
Brian Wilson is taking over.
I know.
Why is it playing the one that's not selected?
It hates it as much as you do. You
it's never happened when.
Here we go. It's not it.
No, this is it.
This is
I'm
it.
Shaking my head because it stinks.
Right away now.
What's the matter, buddy? Ain't you
heard What's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? Gives a shit. Okay,
but if you played like 5 other of their songs, it also reflects school. So
yeah, you're right.
You could have done any of them.
Yeah.
That just had school in the title, and you were like, I'm just Wikipediaing this.
I know.
So you're just calling it in on that one.
Yeah. That doesn't count as my play, does it?
No, I'll let you. I'll let that be a pass.
If I say Alice Cooper, what do you think of?
That you were going to play that song.
What song?
School's Out.
I'm not going to play that song. I'm going to play another Alice Cooper song.
Okay, go.
This is called Between High School and Old School.
Nobody wants me hanging around. Unless it's from a tree in the middle of town. And I'm out of step with the others. I'm stuck somewhere.
That's a heavy song.
That is from an album that came out in 2003, which is now 10 years old. It's called The Eyes of Alice Cooper. And I tell people all the time to get this album because it is a great album.
It's all new songs in
2003? It's all new songs, yeah. He still records like new material.
Yeah, I did know that actually.
Yeah.
I think Mark just sang on the last one.
Yeah, what else? Mark sang on, did he sing on Flush the Fashion? Yeah.
They toured with him for many years too.
With Alice.
Yeah, yeah.
And when Alice was clean, when he was cleaned up.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They went golfing every day. It was like the suburban
nice.
Alice.
That's great.
Yeah. but that particular song is interesting. I didn't understand why he would be. Why do they want to hang him? I don't understand. Can you explain that to me, Pat?
I would have to look at the entire lyric sheet.
It just said that something about...
Nobody wants me hanging around unless
yeah,
it's from
a tree
in
town.
In the middle of town.
What does that mean? I don't know. That was weird.
Let me find out.
That was a really weird line.
Pulling up some lyrics so I can try to...
And then it's like he's stuck in between. He can't figure out... Does he want to play by his rules or their rules? Like,
he
calm down, Alice.
He might be hanging out at the high schools doing something not good.
Ooh.
That might be what it is.
We are putting that out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he might be, you know, Alice writes creepy lyrics and then he goes and golfs.
Yeah.
Like he gets it out on stage and in pen and paper.
Always chopping off babies' heads.
Yeah, his evil stuff. And then he goes and, you know, hole in one.
Exactly. He's wearing his polo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's drinking, plaid pants.
Drinking a diet soda.
Exactly.
You are now
okay,
up.
I'm up.
You are officially up.
Okay, so in keeping with my theme of gunning people down at schools, go ahead.
Clearly I remember picking on the boy. Seemed a harmless little fuck.
Hey, language.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Wait, no. Okay. I have something to say about that.
could I forget? And he hit me with a surprise laugh. My jaw left hurting. Ooh, dropped wide open. Just like the day. Oh, like the honey I heard. And I didn't give affection, no. And the boy,
Dad, he knows the song. Do we have to listen to all this?
I want to find out what's going to happen. What happens at the end? It sounds like Jeremy's popular. Am I reading? Am I hearing those lyrics?
Yeah. He took his punches. No, the
was he homecoming king?
He called himself king. Were you joking? Did you think it was the F word?
Yeah,
it was the F word.
He says
fun. Right? It seemed a harmless little fun. Is that the word?
I thought he said it's a harmless little fuck.
So I don't think so. What do you think?
I've always thought it was the F word. Yeah, I always thought
fun. We need to look that up because
I'm going
to
look it up right now.
I always thought harmless little fun. It could be fuck. I don't know. I thought that it was kind of saying seemed like harmless fun.
This is like the misheard lyrics.
I know, but I can do that with all my songs.
No. It's clearly I remember picking on the boy seemed a harmless little fuck.
Oh.
But we unleashed a lion.
Doesn't make as much sense as mine, though. Seemed like harmless fun. Seemed like a little.
I understand where
seemed
you
like
would.
Harmless fun. To
yeah,
just pick
picking on him.
Pick him pick
we
on
didn't mean any harm.
Yeah.
We were just having, you know.
It doesn't help that Vetter's, you know, mumbling right. through it.
We're having a laugh.
Yeah. Well, and then the weird thing is I always thought, and I, again, looked this up, that I thought he shot up everybody at the school, but apparently it's just him shooting himself. Like he didn't.
I thought he shot everyone up in school. Well, in the video, they pan and there's blood everywhere.
Okay, so that was in the thing that the guy who directed it, I don't know his name. I'm someone out there is going, you don't know his name,
yeah.
Loser.
David Fincher.
Yeah, whatever the hell the guy's name is.
I'm going to find out.
Probably went on to do every amazing movie out there. He says, no, it was the blood being splattered all over the kids. And they were just having a moment of like, oh my God, that kid just shot himself in front of us.
So I'm going to say that Jeremy's book report, oral book report, not a success.
Yeah. His Judy Bloom. Where he cracked
I'm going to find out who directed that video.
Yeah, it's someone important, I'm sure.
Sure it is.
Someone I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Directed by Mark Pellington.
Yeah, what did he do?
He directed some movies. Tell you what he directed.
I'm ready.
He directed a film called Arlington Road.
Oh, yeah. Tim Robbins, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mothman Prophecies.
I didn't see that one. Surprisingly.
Something U2 3D.
Wow, would not have seen that one.
That was a U2 concert film that was in 3D.
Yeah, figured that out.
Yeah, gotta
that's
be
it.
Gotta be honest. No, a lot of stuff, but nothing okay. that I've Jeez. Even heard of. So I'm not
they
even.
They made him sound so important.
Oh, and Harry Potter.
No, he.
No, he didn't.
I want to see him do Harry Potter now.
Harry Potter and the kid that shoots himself.
Yeah, there's blood everywhere.
Shoots some Hogwarts. Oh, pulls out his wand and.
Why isn't that happening? I want that to
Patronus
happen. Patronus bitch school. He shoots up bitch school.
Oh, he shoots up bitch school. I would love that. You think Emily Watson went to bitch school?
Who's Emily Watson? Is Emma Watson?
Yeah. What did I say?
She's the formal. Well,
there's your first edit of the season. Emma Watson.
Edit. Can't edit your stupidity out. That doesn't make it
fun. That's impossible. I am going to apologize to Elvis Costello and the Attractions. I am not going to play Charm School.
That's okay. Actually a VH1 show.
Charm School
is. You're
right.
And that's why I'm not playing it. But I will play this gentleman... used to go by Cat Stevens.
Oh, yes. What is his new name?
His new name is Murray Muslim. Pretty sure that's what he goes
that's
by.
So wrong.
That's not his name?
It's very close,
It's very close, though.
It's had an alliteration like that, whatever it is.
That's what it is. So let's hear a little bit of Remember the Days of the Old Schoolyard. Hopefully not the same schoolyard.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard.
A lot of keyboard.
We used to laugh a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had imaginings and we had
the This is my dance.
I'm imagining.
I know.
We left and needed love. Yes, I do. Oh, when I remember you, remember
the... Bring it down, Kyle.
That was a hard cut, I think, a hard edit right there.
Did he say fuck in that song?
I think so.
I think he did.
I think it was fun.
Yeah. Not
fun.
That's his name.
That's his name?
Eddie Vedder saying fuck. I don't know what it is.
That was very... That
did
was
you ever
fun.
Hear that,
that
song before? Have you ever heard that song from 1977?
Not, but that sounded very 1977.
1977, what were you, five?
I was three.
You were three?
Yeah.
Wow, you've been younger.
Yeah.
And Mark was what?
Oh, that's so wrong.
Okay.
No, and it's true.
I did not plan on saying that.
Wait. What year was that? You're making me do math.
That
that's
was 77.
The worst
what year
this.
Were you born?
74.
And so you were three.
Yeah, but he was born in 47. So just do the math on your
own.
Oh, that's
pretty cool. 74, 47.
Yeah, right. And I'm sure if you ever have to call like an insurance company or whatever, and they say, okay, and what's your husband's birthday? And I'll have already said mine. And,
right.
And then I go 1947. They'll go, I'm sorry, did you say 74? And I'll say,
that's a great,
no,
that's
no,
a
I
great.
Said 47. And they'll be like, okay. Just like
that,
there's a little judging.
Great.
Okay. And I also have my AAA membership.
Mm-hmm.
It says I've been a member since 1969. So take that. Is it my turn? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is.
So,
how many more do you have?
I have three, but I can tell me to cut anytime.
No. Okay. What time is it? No, I'll tell you what. You play one.
Yeah.
I'll play one.
Mm-hmm.
You play one. And then he'll play us out.
Okay, good.
Song.
Okay,
so,
then let me
pick two of the three.
Okay, I'm going to do number 10 instead. This song, this is super representing Nashville. And I had to borrow this song, quote unquote.
What does that mean?
I stole it from a friend because I would have never purchased the song in a million years.
You can't drop 99 cents for this song?
It's
yes, not worth it?
You're right. I cannot do it.
It's not worth it.
Is this a turtle song?
It's I'm not even, did you see how I didn't even respond to that?
Not even going to go there.
I'm just going to laugh. No, it's worse. Go ahead.
You were right. Glad you saved that 99.
This is such a funny song. Okay, that's funny. The only reason I brought this up is because, A, I love the concept of this song. First of all, Toby Keith has done that song. And
I love his politics.
He is the angriest man on the planet.
Oh, my God.
Right? Is he just angry? So that's why I even played like the very last chorus, because at the very end he goes, how do you like me now? He's like, he's angry. Like his voice shakes. He's so pissed.
And how does this relate to school?
Okay, here I'm going to tell you.
Okay,
so the lyrics are about like he at the beginning... he's just a guy who's trying to like, you know, mac on a girl. That is really a
wow. Yeah.
That term I just used.
Will there be some heavy petting?
It's the valedictorian. The girl is a valedictorian and she doesn't care about him.
Okay.
But now he's a successful country music star.
How do you like me now?
How do you like me now? You
beach.
Yeah.
There's a school you could go
and
to.
So there's the line of the chorus is, how do you like me now? Not on my way. The thing I ever wanted is to come through your radio. When you wake up in the morning. So now it's like, oh, and you're married to some rich guy, but every morning your alarm turns on and I'm there, you fucking hoe bag. Like, that's kind of what it said. Yeah,
what if,
right?
What if she was like, ugh, Toby Keith's on again, click. How about that? Or, oh, I've never even heard your music,
gross.
Toby. I don't listen to that station.
Exactly.
That's the station where the music that hates black people comes on.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I had to play that just because it's so angry and
that is
weird.
Angry.
But I kind of like it. Like, there's probably at least one person from high school that you would like to say, how do you like me now, too? Right? There's got to be at least one. Kyle, do you have one?
He graduated 6 years ago.
Do you still hate them? You're still... No, there's not one. You were that. Everybody loved you. Is that what you're saying?
It was like everyone liked me and I didn't like anyone. That was basically.
Wow.
It's like the opposite.
Jeremy.
Sorry. Jeez.
Look out, Jeremy.
Okay, go ahead.
This one is, this song is from the last full-length album that Phil Spector ever produced before he went on to murder women.
Okay.
This is
how do you like me now?
This is from End of the Century by the Ramones, and this is Rock and Roll High School.
I had that on my list of
things
Pat will play.
Okay, and you were right.
Yeah, I was. I actually thought, because now that you're done, I can say, well, did you have Smoking in the Boys Room?
I didn't. I don't like that song.
Okay. That's good. I had that.
Did you have the original version or the terrible Motley Crue version?
I didn't have it. I just said, Pat's going to play this. Like that. I said it just like that, too. Pat's going to play this one. Just joking. And then I did think, though, of Charlie Brown going like super old school, Coasters. Remember
that
song?
Gosh, yeah.
I really like that song, though. I had like a Fonzie album. It was literally called Fonzie.
Yeah, his picture's on the front of the cover.
Yeah. And
it's just him, yeah.
With his thumb up. Yeah, and that was on there. So I was kind of a fan. But this last one is also kind of a country Nashville. But I like this song. Go ahead.
Afternoon, and they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room.
La la.
And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA."
So I enjoy that song because, it's about a mom who's a total slut.
Slut.
That's awesome.
And this reminds you of what mom?
Not mine.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Those slutty moms, though.
Anybody later 60s looking for a also later 60s lady? Surely I can get my mom laid on the show.
Probably.
But also, Belknap should have been here because that was a series. Because
his mom's slutty.
No.
Okay.
I will not say that.
Hot toddy. That's what I call her.
No, you don't, though.
I do to him, I do. Is your mom here? Hot toddy.
I'm sure he loves that.
Yes, he does. He turns red.
Exactly. But this was a series with Barbara Eden.
Yes, it was.
This?
Yeah.
In the 80s.
Was it a series or was it a movie?
No, it was a series. It turned out, I don't know if it started as a movie, but it was a series.
Barbara Eden's perfect.
Right?
Genie.
Yeah. With a skirt and stuff. Anyway, that's it.
It was all innuendo, though, right?
Wasn't she slutty?
Well, I mean, I think she was trying. I don't know.
She
if
was trying to be slutty.
I mean, I don't think we saw any action in
that
show.
No, probably. Well, I think it was like a sitcom, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
Was it a sitcom?
I think it was a 1 hour.
It might have been.
You know what? This is for another show.
It is.
This is all Barbara Eden show.
Let Kyle play his.
Kyle, what are you going to play out? Hey, Emily, before we go, where can we find you?
Oh, on Twitter, you can find me, emilyvolman.com.
At emilyvolman.com?
Yeah.
Do you have a website?
I do, emilyvolman.com. Oh, I just said at emilyvolman.com is Twitter. That's not the thing.
Let's try.
Sorry. At Emily Volman,
okay,
Twitter.
Volman.
Yes. And emilyvolman.com is my website, but that's where you can also find my podcast.
Podcasting. So. And Kyle, where can we locate you?
On Twitter, it's at Kyle Dotson Funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it is funny.
It is.
He's right.
It is.
He's not lying.
And
unlike
it's ironic.
You, it's your homecoming queen. King. I can see you being the queen, though. I could have seen that. I want to see the picture.
Well, I'll post a picture of me. Fantastic. Emily, thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
The next time you're in town, you do it again.
Yes, I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Cool.
What do you got, Kyle?
This?
Did you just say cool?
Yeah.
Cool. Just think of that Fonzie album.
That's why people liked him in high school. Yeah. He just said he's cool.
Hey.
This song came out when I was in college, and I think it started as like a joke rap song, and then this guy like thought that he could do real rap, but this song's called I Love College from Asher Roth, and the album's called Asleep in the Bread Aisle.
All right. Nothing to do with school.
I'm nice right now. I feel good. If you have a drink, would you please put it in the air? That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I'll
go to college for the rest of my life. Sip Bankers Club and drink Miller Lite on Thursday, Thursday, and Tuesday night ice. And I can get pizza, a dollar a slice. So fill up my cup, let's get fucked up. I'm next on the table, who want what? I am champion at beer pong. Allen Iverson, Hakeem Olajuwon. Don't even bounce, not in my house. Better hope you make it, otherwise you naked. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can say is, that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it,
I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Hey!
I love drinking.
Hey!
I love women.
Hey!
And I love college. I can't tell you what I learned from school, but I can tell you a story or two. Yeah, of course I learned some rules, like don't pass out with your shoes on, and don't leave the house till the booze gone.